AircheckDownloads.com.
Now, on with our survey of the 40 top hits in the nation. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and the countdown continues.
Number 32.
This week, former Jackson 5 member Jermaine Jackson climbs 7 notches to 32 with Let's Get Serious.
Got my body moaning, this feeling.
Jermaine Jackson at number 32, moving up 7 notches, second week on the chart with Let's Get Serious. Once a week with American Top 40, and you know where your favorite records are in the national music scene.
Number 31.
German bandleader James Last has been on the American charts only once before. That was back in 72 when he got up to number 84 with Music from Across the Way. This week, the James Last band climbs 4 notches to 31 with The Seduction. The Seduction at number 31, third week on the chart by the James Last Band. What's in a name? Well, there's a star American vocal group who'd probably say there's trouble in a name, because twice already in England, they've had to change the name they picked up in a Detroit auto factory. Details and their current hit are coming up.
The hits from coast to coast, American
This week, Michael Jackson debuts with his fourth top 40 single from his album, Off the Wall. Coming in at number 30, here's Michael Jackson with She's Out of My Life. Michael Jackson on American Top 40, he debuts with his fourth hit song from the album, Off the Wall. The song, She's Out of My Life. Well, now we're up to the hit song by the group who've had some problems with a name they picked up long ago in a factory. They've been a star vocal group for a long time now, but when they first formed nearly 20 years ago in Detroit, they took their name from an activity they all knew well. You see, the members of this group had all worked in the automobile assembly lines, and one of the jobs was putting on a type of hubcap called a spinner. So they became the Spinners. Well, by 1970, they were ready to release one of their American hits in England. But the British already had a group called the Spinners, so the American Spinners had to change their name. And since they were with Motown Records at the time, they put out their British releases as the Motown Spinners. Then, a couple of years later, they wanted to release another record in the United Kingdom, but this time the name Motown Spinners wouldn't do, because they'd moved to Atlantic Records. So, once again, they had to change their name. They became the Detroit Spinners. That's how they're known to their English fans. And their current hit, Working My Way Back to You, is on the charts now in the UK, credited to the Detroit Spinners. It went to number one over there and number two here in the US. It's on its way down now, stopping this week at number 29, the Spinners. There's the oldest record in the 40 this week on American Top 40, 16th week, falling this week to number 29. The Spinners with Working My Way Back to You as the countdown rolls on.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
The Clash climbs 6 notches to number 28 with Train in Vain. The Clash at number 28 on American Top 40 with Train in Vain. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a college professor to his wife for her support during the long years he's worked for his PhD degree. Paul McCartney debuting at number 27 on American Top 40 with Coming Up. You know, sometimes when words can't say enough, music becomes the best language of all. And that's what our long-distance dedications are all about. Like this one from a man in Ames, Iowa. He writes, "Dear Casey, a decade ago I met a girl in high school whom I liked very much. We dated throughout high school and for 4 years of college, and finally got married when I graduated. I had decided a long time ago that I wanted to complete as much education as possible, and so we moved to a new town where I could go to graduate school to work on a higher degree. My wife has been many things to me these last 4 years at graduate school, but most of all, she's been my best friend. At times, things have not always been easy. But we'll never forget the good times we had. This weekend will be our last in this town and our little apartment, because next week we move to a new town, and I start a job as a professor at a major university. I'd appreciate if you'd play that super oldie Wildflower and sign it to Kathy from Bill. It's certainly not a long-distance dedication, but 10 years with no guarantees is a long time for a wife to wait. My dreams have come true, and now I hope all hers will too. Thanks, Bill, the PhD. Okay, Professor, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1973, that's Wildflower by Skylark, a long-distance dedication from a college professor in Iowa to his wife, Kathy. And the countdown continues on American Top 40.
KCU's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. The highest debuting song in this week's countdown joins Bob Seger's other current hit, Fire Lake, coming in at 26, Against the Wind. Bob Seger.
Seems like yesterday.
Bob Seger, with already one hit in the countdown called Fire Lake, coming in this week with the highest debuting record in the countdown at number 26, called Against the Wind. I'm Casey Kasem in Hollywood. Gonna pull in the shutters on this heart of mine and retreat to the chambers that I left behind. At number 25, here's Dan Fogelberg with Heart Hotels.
Well, there's too many windows.
Dan Fogelberg at number 25 and moving up on American Top 40 with Heart Hotels. Just 2 years ago, Billboard magazine named Freddie Perren Disco Producer of the Year. But these days, Freddie Perren is writing and producing only soft ballads. What happened? Well, coming up are Freddie's comments on the return of the ballad and the future of the disco beat.
It's from coast to coast.
Aircheckdownloads.com.